WGSO.
Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
Say hello to our friends all across WGSO, those listening on the dial at 990 AM, those listening online at WGSO.com, and on the mobile devices with the Simple Radio and TuneIn Radio apps. Good to have all of you on board. We'll be opening up our phone lines in a minute at 504-556-9696. Love to hear from you. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And Mimi, a lot to get to here this afternoon. People need to batten down the hatches.
The rain is coming.
The rain and the wind. We just went through this, didn't we?
We did. Tell everyone what we've got on our roof.
Yeah, a satellite dish blew onto our roof. And
it's almost impossible.
Yeah, it just blew on there.
How does the wind take something as heavy as that and blow it from one roof
to another?
Hop over the fence. You know, yeah. We've got a lot of space between our houses and land on our roof.
The neighbor says it's not his, it's not ours, so we don't know where in the world this thing came from. Just dropped down.
It came from Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
Yes, so we're going to try to get it off before the big storm comes. All right, 504-556-9696 is the talk line, Jeff at WGSO.com if you want to send in any email comments. Mimi, let's some local issues first, and then we got a lot of national issues to talk about. In a historic move, the Louisiana legislature, for the first time in history, overrode the governor's veto on congressional maps. It had never
really
ever happened before, and now it has happened. So they only needed 70 votes in the House. They got 73. They only needed 26 votes in the Senate. They got 27. So the vote by the Senate actually marks the third override of a governor's veto under Louisiana's modern constitution, but the first override of a veto in a veto session. So history was made.
Well, they finally found their cojones, but I will tell you, this is the wrong bill. I mean, this is a great bill to override, but the other one they should have overrid was transgenders and kids' sports. And it's such a big issue right now. And The only reason they did it is because they didn't want to lose funding of their precious NCAA Final Four.
Right.
And money takes the win. And your kids, who cares? You know?
Right. This is involving congressional maps. And Republicans had a 5-1 majority among the congressional members in Louisiana. And the governor wants a 4-2 Republican majority, wants another quote-unquote minority district, African-American majority district, which would be another Democrat seat. So that's what it's all about. It's not only local and state politics, it's national politics at play here, because we're talking about control of Congress.
You know what I find funny?
Yeah.
Is that for the longest time, people in the New Orleans black community have been saying, you got to suck it up, white people, because we're the majority. We're 60%. Well, guess what? You have to then suck it up when it doesn't go your way. Mm-hmm. You can't just create things to make other people happy.
Well,
you've got New Orleans. Stay in your lane.
Well, you know, and you've got African-American voters all over the state. You got Republican voters in New Orleans. I mean, you got a mix of people all over the place. But the power, obviously, is in the Democratic Party in New Orleans, Republican Party statewide, except for the anomaly. We have a governor who's a Democrat. So it'll be interesting to see. Now this is, I guess, going to go to the courts. The Democratic Party said this. I remind Louisianans that the Democrat Party is the party of fair representation, the party of justice, the party who will fight for all the people. We lost this battle, but the war is not
all
over.
The people?
We will continue to fight until we have fair representation.
It's black people. I'm sorry. I'm tired of staying quiet. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you know what? Keep killing each other, and you won't be 60% anymore.
That's another issue.
I'm just saying.
The lady who said this is not black, Katie Bernhardt. There are a lot of white Democrats in the state.
I mean, yeah, they're woke.
A lot of white Democrats in the state. So it's not a racial thing.
Call them woke, because that's what they are.
It's an ideology thing. I mean,
it is a racial thing.
The last two Democrat governors were white. Okay, you've got white Democrats in the legislature.
But that's not current times.
When I'm talking about now.
Okay.
We got a white Democrat now as governor. So it does exist. And you got white Democrat legislators now. Now.
Right, and they're ruining.
Okay.
With their wokeness.
And we got Claston Bernard.
Wait, you keep calling them Democrats, okay? They're progressives.
Okay.
That's their party.
And there are more of these African Americans that are moving to the Republican Party. It might be inching. It might be just slightly slow, but it's happening. It's happening. 504-556-9696. Also, of course, following what's going on with the crime situation in New Orleans and, you know, man and woman injured in a double shooting on Frenchman Street. You had an armed woman hold up a group that included a baby and toddler, then shot at a car, police say. You've got, of course, a woman accused in Metairie's murder of an ex-boyfriend, new lover, paid $4,000 to the co-defendants for the hit, I guess. And then, of course, I've been following a lot of what is going on with the situation in Ukraine. We had some hopeful signs today, Mimi, that maybe they're inching closer to hopefully some kind of a peace deal.
Okay, so back to your original statement. I don't understand all of these shootings by, I'm sorry, black people in the city of New Orleans. So I could say white people, it's not their MO to go on Bourbon Street and bring a gun. Okay, that's just, you know, generally that doesn't happen. Okay, look what just happened at the Oscars. A black man got up on stage on national television and slapped another black man. And we're all supposed to be like, oh, he's defending his wife. No, he assaulted a man on national television for a joke. For a joke.
All right, so let's say a comedian's up there and makes a joke about you. You don't want me going up there and assaulting him?
Okay, this actually happened at the Improv. I'm sitting there with a boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
I'm 18 years old.
Yeah.
With my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts talking about, Mom, do you know they're having sex, don't you? You know they're having sex. And it went on and on and on. And we weren't. So that was, you know, I mean, that.
So, did he go up and assault the guy?
I should have been the one. Or he should have been the one. Okay. No, he didn't. And guess what? When I went to the bathroom, that same dude came up to me and apologized. Which is like, then why did you say it?
The comedian?
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously you can't assault someone. Obviously you can't, in front of a national television audience, commit battery. Obviously, Chris Rock handled it pretty darn well. He just took the beating and went on and didn't try to fight back against him and pretty much just said he's not going to press charges. He could have pressed charges. That's a crime.
Yeah, but the city can do it without him.
So they said they needed someone to come forward.
Wanda Sykes is pretty upset at Will Smith.
And I would assume every other comedian is.
No, Regina Hall is.
Yeah, she's not a comedian,
she's
though.
Friends with Jada.
Yeah.
They made
Jemele Hall from ESPN.
And she's been in all kinds of movies with them. But let me just go back and say this. In an hour, we saw Will Smith laugh, slap, then scream from his seat. Then cry. Okay? regular people don't do that.
And then he was dancing later on.
And then dancing.
So later that, on
that is night. Okay, and I can speak from this.
Yeah.
That is someone with a medical issue. I know it. I can recognize it when I see it.
And also, we'll see whether the Oscars are going to put any kind of disciplinary action on him, and we'll see whether...
they should take that one from him.
I don't think so. I mean, he earned the Oscar for a movie that was made last year. They should maybe prevent him from coming to any future Oscars. They got to penalize him some way.
Well, there is a rule
yeah.
against physical violence,
mm-hmm.
okay? And they know there's all celebrities there. So they make the rule thinking and making the assumption that something could go on between these celebrities.
What they've got to do in the future is have some kind of security there.
He broke the rules.
You can't have some comedian on stage with a bunch of folks out in the audience that could assault them.
Security was there, and they did go back and forth about whether to remove him. And because he is who he is, they held back.
So security was there, and they just let him walk on that stage and do
right.
that.
Right. They should have removed him.
They shouldn't have let him walk on the stage. All right. 504-556-9696. It's WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. Of course, you're listening to He Said, She Said. We're cruising through an open line.
And we'll get to Ukraine on the other end.
Talked about, of course, the crime situation and what's going on in the legislature, the Will Smith debacle. Also, of course, you've got Biden in a dire situation, according to a Clinton pollster, saying these numbers are horrific on Joe Biden.
You don't say.
So Democrats are not doing too well, and that's a good thing. And then, of course, we've got phony Fauci saying today that we may never know if the lockdowns were worth it or not. I can answer that question. They were not. I can answer that question for phony Fauci.
No one's going to do it again.
Mm-hmm. I hope not.
No, they're going to rebel. And yeah. you know what? If you want to stay home and you want to cover up your face,
do it.
Go for it. But do you it. Stay home.
Yeah, don't make us. All right, let's take a brief time out. Take care of some business. It is He Said, She Said on WGSO. Come join us, 504-556-9696. The talk line. We're going to take care of some business right now. Quick time out. We'll be right back. Are you one of many people in the New Orleans area looking to get your roof replaced or repaired? If so, let me recommend Dell's Roofing. They've been in the business since 1982. Dell and his crew get the job done according to the manufacturer's specification. That's Dell's guarantee. One customer said Dell did their roof after Hurricane Katrina, and guess what? No damage for Hurricane Ida. Well, call Dell and get your free estimate at 504-402-7013 or visit dellsroofing.com.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance, and for over 40 years we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you're in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated, and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again. Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Thursday, Libertarian leader Amy Misko will join us. We'll talk to the Colonel, Alan West, premiere our new parody of the week, and discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Josh Bernstein. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Back, as he said, she said, on WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer, and before we get started, during the commercial break, I was told that I was going too close to the line because I used the word black, okay? I'm white. They're black. They are carjacking and ripping women's arms off, okay? They're on Bourbon Street shooting people, and you know what? The black women have started. There were three women carjackers and one boy. There was a woman on Bourbon Street who did the shooting, the last shooting. Okay? What do they have in common? I'm sorry. Their skin color. Okay? We have to stop, you know, sneaking around like, I'm too scared. Like, how are we going to solve this problem if we don't identify the problem?
You know, the problem is a lot of different things, okay? The problem is years and years and years of bad policies, years and years and years of trying to help people, and it's hurt people. So you got Democrats, and many of them white, okay, that have these positions. And the reason I said it's not just black is because most of the power positions in the Democratic Party, most of the power positions in these progressive groups, most of the power positions in all these influential organizations are white people. Okay, white, liberal, progressives, and they're the ones that are really keeping these folks down. And they're not helping the people that are supposedly there to
They're using them.
So they're the ones. Who's the white progressive Democrat president we have? Who's the white progressive Democrat governor we have? Go on down the list.
Okay, so the white progressives are now, they have been using the black community, and they think they need to save them, that they can't do their own fight.
They're not trying to save them. They're using them for their own power, okay?
But
they don't care about the people they're
supposedly
using.
They call it saving, and it's very insulting to the black community that they think they're too
and
stupid.
That's my point. My point is the power positions are not held by black folks. And you look at Black Lives Matter. You look at Antifa.
Tell me, let's just talk about the city of New Orleans. Mayor, black. Jason Williams, black. Superintendent of police, black. I don't care that they're black. I think the superintendent is really stuck in a place. He doesn't want to upset the one that hired him, LaToya. And Jason is being paid. He got that spot because of what? A white oligarch, George Soros, okay? And they think...
Don't forget Mark Zuckerberg.
Okay, and they think that this is their goal. They want to lower the percentage of black incarceration in the jails. Mm-hmm. And they're stupid enough to think, oh, I know how to do it. We just won't arrest them. Well, guess what? They have repercussions. Well, you're putting these people, the police are chasing the same kids over and over.
The thing I would like you to realize, and a lot of people, and you know this, is that when you do that, and when you do release killers and criminals, the majority of the victims of those people are black, okay? A lot of them do go
that's
after.
That's why I made the 60% comment.
That's why, I mean, they look at the poor woman. She's a white woman, and she four people carjacked her. If the roles would have been
ripped her arm off. Let's say what it is.
They killed her. Okay. If the roles would have been reversed, it'd probably been hate crime charges. Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't stand that. I think there's a double standard, and I'll call it out too. I think it's a double standard. You got to call it both ways equally. So, but the majority of the victims of the people that get let out of jail and they go back out on the street are black. The majority of people that are taken advantage of are black. The majority of power positions in these leftist organizations, I would contend, are white.
Do you know the woman who runs Take 'Em Down NOLA in New Orleans is from, she's a white woman and she's from Chicago.
Bingo.
But she's doing it because she thinks that they can't do it themselves.
Which is racist.
Okay. And they got mad at Mitch Landrieu for taking the lead because he didn't think they could do it
and
themselves.
And that is a perfect example I'm glad you brought up. Okay. Because those monuments came down because they were supposedly racist. But we had a bunch of black mayors for years who never said peep about it. They didn't think that. They were saying, all right, that's part of our history.
LaToya knows what he was doing. She told me herself, and she was mad that he did that.
Let me just make the point.
It was the blacks'
fight. We had decades of black mayors. They did nothing about the monuments. They didn't care about them.
Right.
Then you have this woke white liberal who comes forward and says, well, I'm going to save the black community, and I'm going to take them down because they're racist. And then he makes it an issue. He divides the races. He brings down the monuments. And you got nothing in their place. You've made the city less interesting. You've destroyed those sites. And you've created a name for yourself. And then he goes on to be the infrastructure czar.
Right.
How is he helping black folks?
Not.
Okay, so it's all about him. I guess that's my point.
He's the czar, and he didn't do a good job here. There's potholes, sewage and water board.
He did
a
terrible job.
People have to continually boil their water.
He was terrible.
Trash wasn't being picked up.
I mean, I guess you could say LaToya Cantrell's worse, but I mean, we haven't had a good mayor really since the 60s.
Well, and then she shuts down the whole city for COVID. Mm-hmm.
Right.
They all go bankrupt, and she's like, but I saved your lives.
504-556-9696. So next on our agenda is Ukraine, and do you think we're going to get any kind of peace deal here, Mimi, anytime soon?
Well, I saw today that they are saying that he's talking peace, but he continues to just destroy, wipe out Mariupol.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what people are not focusing on, because it's Ukraine, because they were attacked first. But what everyone needs to know is that Zelensky is being funded by an oligarch, the same oligarch that owns Burisma, that had hired Hunter, that had hired Nancy Pelosi's son, that had hired Kerry's son. Okay? This thing is all corrupt, 100%. And so, Russia's got their oligarchs, but I contend that ours had their sons hired at, Burisma.
Well, and all that is hopefully going to start continuing.
And
to
there
come
are
out.
Nazis. There yeah. are.
Well, yeah, in the eastern part of
the Azov.
The countries.
They're in the military.
Yeah, and they got funding from the government. All right, it's He Said, She Said on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com. And we want to hear from you. Open line, lots of different topics on the table. We're going to have more we'll throw out. 504-556-9696 to check in. We'll take a brief time out, take care of some business, get a news update. Be weather aware today as we have this storm system going through. And we'll be right back. Here in the South, when we boil, we love to let our seafood soak after the boil to absorb all of the amazing flavors. It's critical to stop the cooking process, though, before you let your seafood soak. Otherwise, you'll overcook it. Well, the Boil Boss has the answer to this problem. It's a cooling system designed to rapidly cool your crawfish, shrimp, and crabs to 150 degrees in as little as 3 minutes, all while doing so without diluting your recipe with ice. Quickly stopping the cooking process is critical. It stops your seafood from overcooking
cleaning and promotes liquid and flavor absorption. It's easy to use. Just hook up to a garden hose. Sprays water on the outside of the pot, rapidly dropping the temperature of your boil, prevents overcooking, and gives you juicier, easier to peel seafood. The Boil Boss is locally owned and operated, driven to innovate, creating new products that solve real problems. The bulk of the manufacturing is done right here in the U.S., predominantly in Harahan. So take advantage of this great gift for the holidays. Go to theboilboss.com. That's theboilboss.com.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do it.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John.
All of us want to find affordable insurance tailored to our unique needs. Whether it's homeowners, flood, auto, or business insurance, the place to go is Foundation Insurance Group. Their team of experienced independent insurance agents will give you your insurance options and quotes for the best rates available. Foundation Insurance Group is an independent, locally owned insurance agency based right here in River Ridge. They're your neighbors who worry about floods, hurricanes, lawsuits, and car accidents on I-10 just like you do. When you work with them, you're not an account number. You're a valued customer, a local who deserves personal, honest service and professional guidance. Whether it's auto, homeowners, commercial, or flood, Foundation Insurance Group are your neighbors who understand you're a vital part of our local community. For more information, call 504-304-6143 or visit foundationinsgroup.com. Hey folks, do you need a new floor? How about a roof? Well, ContractServices.pro is your best choice. They're locally owned and operated right here in Metairie for over 40 years. Get a new roof installed by a company that's been installing them here for decades. ContractServices.pro. They've also been helping people get what they deserve from their insurance company. Call Sid Bullard and his team for a free estimate. 504-285-9700. ContractServices.pro does complete interior renovations. Great selections on flooring, roofing, and everything in between. Let ContractServices.pro restore or renew your home or business. Call ContractServices.pro at 504-285-9700. We come to you. That's ContractServices.pro. Sid Bullard and his team is ready to help you with roofing or flooring. Call for a free in-home estimate. 504-285-9700. ContractServices.pro.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
504-556-9696 to join us. Mimi, let's get to the phone calls. And we welcome Albert, who is with us in New Orleans. And Albert, how are you? Good morning. Welcome. Good evening.
Hope everyone makes it safe with the weather tonight. I was curious, what's your and Mimi's take on Cassidy floating the idea of running for governor?
I'll just jump in and just say I think it's scary because, you know, he is a liberal Republican, and he could switch parties and run as a Democrat and then get all the Democrat vote. And then if he can skim off a percentage of Republican votes, and, you know, that could be enough for him to win. He's won statewide now two times. And we'll see. But I'm not a fan and don't think he's done a good job and would really be in favor of almost anybody else but him.
Well, it's my thing. He would change parties and the Democrat liberal whites would cast aside any African-American candidate, support him, and he'd get enough, like Never Trumpers on the Republican side, and he could win.
Why now? Mimi, go ahead.
Well, like in Kennedy fashion, he's got about as much chance as a bug in a bug trap. Like, he can't, you know, like, I just don't think it's going to happen. There is a big effort. Every time he does something, Facebook lights up against him. He's living in a crazy land.
That's why he'd have to switch parties. And it'd be another case where black Democrats would have to step aside and say, okay, we'll get behind this white Democrat and support this white Democrat to get elected. You know what's interesting? Black folks might have a better chance of winning statewide as a Republican. Albert Guillory might have a better chance of winning a seat of lieutenant governor or something else as a Republican, I think, than when it running as a liberal Democrat.
Well, do you think if he supports this Jackson lady for Supreme Court, that would help him move to blacks and Democrat for a statewide election?
Well, as long as he got a D behind his name, I mean, that's going to help him. And,
it's just scary to have to think that, you know.
He's got to switch parties if he wants to do that, and I don't know if he wants to do it, but we'll see. He's in the Mitt Romney club within the Republican Party, so.
I mean, he's a rhino. Mm-hmm. He's not a progressive, and that's what they want. So.
I enjoy your show. I like Mimi's attitude and spunk. So you guys have a blessed and safe night here.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. That's Albert in New Orleans. But isn't that just what we were talking about? I mean, why wouldn't black Democrats say, hell no, we're not going to step aside for you, Bill Cassidy? You know,
As far as I see it, everybody has a right to run.
You know, we want Cleo Fields, or we want this guy Gary Chambers. Or,
oh my God, that is the scariest thing ever. Go Google this guy Gary Chambers.
Okay, so he's got two ads out. The first ad, he's smoking a blunt.
Yeah, and
the second ad, he's burning a Confederate flag. So I mean,
not to mention everything that he writes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's. He is being funded by Black Lives Matter.
The thing about it is, I mean, are those the biggest issues in Louisiana, the Confederacy and marijuana?
It is to the progressives.
I mean, that's so out of touch. I mean, the folks that are struggling with jobs, struggling with, healthcare costs, bad infrastructure, all the various problems that we have, and, you know, he's fighting the Civil War again?
He's ginning them up.
I know.
And he reminds them of how they've been abused. It's just propaganda.
By white Democrats.
It's propaganda.
By white Democrats.
Right.
504-556-9696. Our friend Matthew in Metairie is with us. What's happening, brother? Good evening.
Well, they sent us home early because they said that the weather was going to be too rough and they didn't want us on the road late at night. The evening when things are getting worse.
I'm glad they sent you home early.
Thanks.
Good.
So I stayed home, finished listening to the Dan Bongino show, got into the litter box with Jules and cat turds, and listened to the podcast. So the question is, do you know how the majority of the black people in Orleans Parish inform themselves? In other words, what is their news source? I would contend it's the Breakfast Club. So whatever they're talking about tends to guide their worldview.
Well, and for people who don't know what the Breakfast... Wait, let me just tell everybody what the Breakfast Club is. It's a morning radio show, and it's Charlemagne the God, who is interviewed Kamala, interviewed the Biden. You ain't black man if you don't vote for me. Okay, continue, Matthew.
Yeah, and they have a, shall we say, left of center view. They think that CNN is full of a bunch of moderates, and they think that Fox News is far right extremist.
And you know what's interesting? They give Joe Biden a pass for being racist. I mean, when a guy says, if you don't support me, you ain't black, when a guy calls a black reporter a junkie, just because he asked him whether he was going to take a cognitive test or not. I mean, the guy has got a series of saying racist things that he gets a pass for. Why? Because he's got a D behind his name? I mean, if Donald Trump would have done all that, I mean, there would have been howls of protests.
I mean, but the ends justify the means in the Democrat Party.
Okay. Well, my question brings me to another question. African American people. Go ahead.
It brings me to another question. You will notice there's a considerable difference between the behavior of the population of black people in, like, New Orleans and, let's say, Metairie. In Metairie, we do not have carjackers ripping little old ladies' arms off. Like, you know, they're chickens to be slaughtered. That doesn't happen. It happened in New Orleans. So
every day, five times a day.
Is it incompetence or is it malevolent?
I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. I think a lot of the criminals running around New Orleans have no conception of the value of human life. I don't think they've been raised with those kind of values, with moral values. I don't think they're getting any discipline at home or in school. And I think they think, hey, this car, they want this car, they're going to take this car. They don't care if there's an old lady in there or not. There's no regard for human life. And her name is Linda Fricke. Her arm was ripped off. She's a 73-year-old lady who was still working, still out there helping out a local business. Her family said she was an angel. Mm-hmm. And now she's gone. Just so sad.
Well, I think it's on purpose. I think at Orleans Parish, it's on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think that right after Ms. Fricke died, LaToya comes out with a statement. Mm-hmm. It's still all about love and hugs and let's go to the families and try to, you know, even one of the criminals not that long ago, she said she had been ministering that family. Yeah. You can't do that.
Well, Matthew, I appreciate it, my friend. Well, thank you for your call and be safe out there. No. But I would say this, we need some good old-fashioned discipline. They need law and order. They need prosecutions. They need incarcerations. They need what Leon Cannizzaro was doing, and that was trying to put the bad guys behind bars. Unfortunately, the new DA, who was funded by George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg, doesn't really believe in incarceration. And then you've got a new sheriff, Mimi.
There's a new woke sheriff in town.
She was funded by the same people, George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
So you got a DA that doesn't want to prosecute and a sheriff that doesn't want to incarcerate.
Well, if the people would just use their brains, it doesn't matter how much money that candidate has. Mm-hmm. Because we have the power. We are the ones that go in the voting booth and press the lever. And I don't care how many people you tell you're going to vote for progressive. Mm-hmm. Keep it to yourself. Go in there and pull.
Right. And you know the sad thing is, with all the problems in New Orleans, you would have thought there would have been an avalanche of votes. You thought there would have been a stampede of people at the polls.
What was it, like 23%? 28%
turnout. So that means 72% of the people couldn't be bothered to go vote in an election when a city is on the edge, when a city is going through a crime crisis, when a city is in an economic doldrums. And they just said, hey, and the people that did vote, 65% of them said, we want more of this. We want more of this.
If you read the comments and stuff after when she posts stuff, thank you, Madam Mayor, for keeping us safe. We love you. You're the greatest. You know, you're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is going on?
I know.
And it is true. We have a canal separating Orleans from Jefferson. Mm-hmm. The minute you come over that canal, you're in a whole different world.
Well, you know what one of the big differences is something that we experienced here a few months back, and that is response time. You know, we had a little alarm situation, and we had the police here in 2 minutes. I mean,
five cars.
You know, they were all over the place.
I was like, I don't need that many.
In Orleans, you know, that poor lady on the street dying, it took them 11 minutes to get EMS.
Which is an eternity for someone who's, you know, bleeding out.
If they could have gotten there in 30 seconds, who knows? Maybe they could have saved her. And one guy kept calling 911, and nobody answered. And another guy said it took like 4 minutes to get a response. So, you know, it's just a situation that really doesn't serve the people that are supposedly serving. I don't know whether it's incompetence, lack of resources.
But a good thing is that two of those kids' parents turned them in immediately. The minute they saw those pictures on TV, they said enough is enough. And I want to commend those parents, because there's nothing harder than to turn your child in. But even they know my kid ain't right.
504-556-9696, and thank God they did, and thank God the four of them are off the streets, and they need to throw the book at them. I want them charged as adults.
Adults.
And I want them behind bars for the rest of their lives.
Well, and the New Orleans chief said he wants them tried as adults.
Yeah. All right, let's go to our friend Phil, the patriot, the Cajun, the conservative widower.
Hey, how you doing today, Jeff? How y'all doing?
All right, sir.
I am greatly blessed. You are greatly blessed. We are all greatly blessed. Brothers and sisters, you know, I want you to remember something. You know, we talked about George Soros. We talked about, you know, Mark Zuckerberg. But you can't forget Bill the Gates of Hell and the rest of the players involved, like the Joe Biden, White House, Kamala Harris, Mafia. Brothers and sisters, they're waging war against our people. And I can tell you right now, you see all this bad weather that's going on? They deliberately magnified it through our Air Force. They were spraying chemtrails like crazy for the past 3 days. I would never understand how a member of our military could go against us and spray this stuff in the air and then kill people. You know, and I'm telling you, that's what's going on here. It's not a quote conspiracy theory, you know, by the CIA. They created that phrase to discredit anybody that knows the truth or found out the truth. Brothers and sisters, we need to resist with all our hearts and souls. Do not mask up. Do not mask up. Do not vaccinate. Don't stand 6 feet apart. Don't obey the 666 new Nazi normal rules for survival. Brothers and sisters, resistance is life. Life mm-hmm. is resistance. You better wake up right now, and we need to fight back and defend ourselves as much as we can.
Okay.
Read your Bible as much as possible, because they will inject you and use you as a lab rat,
yes.
an ATM machine, and all you are
Mimi,
to them is
you have a piece. You have a question for Phil?
Well, now that COVID's over, I wonder if we can go back to blowing out our candles on our cakes.
Yeah.
yes, we can, because it was all a big fraud to begin with. They're using our fear against us. They use all kinds of propaganda. Instead of using chains and ropes, they're using fear and propaganda to control us. Don't believe
their
baloney. Don't believe it. Have a blessed day, America.
Well,
amen.
Appreciate you, my friend. One person I don't think we can believe is Dr. Fauci. I mean, he's got a track record of lies.
He wants to bring it back.
He has been proven to be wrong over and over and over again. He's a flip-flopper. And now he's talking about the potential for, well, maybe the COVID did start in a lab. He was the one that said from the beginning that it started in that wet market.
He was funding it, gain of function. Listen, this is serious, guys. They shouldn't be creating,
viruses.
Thank you. My brain. And then finding a cure for them.
Especially not in foreign countries.
And
my question is, were these bio labs in Ukraine as well? All right, quick time out. Let's take care of some business. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sidney Lee with AC Ambulance. And for over 40 years, we have been taking care of your AC and heating needs. We proudly recommend Daikin equipment backed by a factory 12-year parts and labor warranty. So if you are in need of a repair, replacement, AC or heat checkup, don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. That's AC Ambulance with the best financing in the industry. So call 467-1400. That's 467-1400.
Are you one of many people in the New Orleans area looking to get your roof replaced or repaired? If so, let me recommend Dell's Roofing. They've been in the business since 1982. Dell and his crew get the job done according to the manufacturer's specification. That's Dell's guarantee. One customer said Dell did their roof after Hurricane Katrina, and guess what? No damage for Hurricane Ida. Well, call Dell and get your free estimate at 504-402-7013 or visit dellsroofing.com. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185. All right, we're going to try to get in as many of these calls as we can. As he said, she said, Jeff Cruer here.
Mimi Cruer.
And the talk line, 504-556-9696. And we want to get to you, and let's go to our great friend, our great contributor from the country. Brother Steve is with us. Hey, brother, how goes it? Good evening, good evening.
How you doing, Brother Jeff, Commissioner of Conservative Conversation and the fiery, fiery feline Countess of Conservative Courage, Mimi? How are you doing, Mimi?
Good. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
That is most excellent. I am glad. I was sorry you were down a little bit the other day and sick.
Yes.
So I was glad that you're getting better.
Thank you.
The thing that goes on in New Orleans is very, very, very simple. All people have to do is look in the mirror and go, we receive exactly what we tolerate. What we say is okay, as long as it doesn't touch me, might be against God, but as long as it don't touch me, it's okay.
Right.
Then we want to pray and ask for help. Do you think he's going to help people that turn an eye to the things that go on? Decadence Fest? Other things like that? Why do you think they teach the thing about transgender and you can change sex in the schools? Because they want more people at the Decadence Fest. This is a
war
between
God.
They
want more people transgender. They're recruiting.
Yeah. Because they want to take the right to right to pick gender away from God.
Yeah. What blows me away is a bill that protects young kids from this kind of information is now somehow turned around as some sort of homophobic bill that's abusive toward the LGBTQ community, and it's anything but that. It's just protecting young kids in Florida from getting that kind of instruction at that young age. There's no reason to be talking about that to a four-year-old.
And, amen, brother.
It's amazing that has been going on. It's amazing.
Well, the things that go on is the difference between Orleans Parish and Jefferson Parish. They never let any of that stuff get started. No.
Yeah, that's true.
That isn't going to go on here. That's not going to happen here.
Right.
The poor blacks, and as I say this, I really mean this, in Orleans Parish have no idea the white supremacists are the Joe Bidens, Bill Clinton.
That's true.
They want to rule over you just like Charles Manson did. He wanted to be a race war so he could rule over the blacks.
And how about on the local level? How about the Landrews?
The only difference between Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton and Charlie Manson, he died in prison.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good points. I'll never forget that movie, Helter Skelter. Wow.
Yep. Well, God bless you. I'll keep bringing the message.
Thank you,
brother.
And
Mimi, keep your fire.
She will. Don't worry.
Keep the fire going.
She's fiery.
Maybe you'll light a fire under some other people.
Yeah.
I have tried now for 3 years.
There you go.
But I don't stop.
Okay. Keep going.
I'm 71. I've been doing it for 60.
Hey, we're all a work in progress. work in progress. So thank you, brother. Appreciate it. 504-556-9696. All right, let's keep it on the North Shore and say hello to our good friend, great contributor, Jesse in Covington. What's happening, Jesse? What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon. Yeah, he said she's got the fire. Well, we all know she's a hottie. But it's great to hear.
There you go.
It's great to hear you together, the dynamic duo of conservative righteousness.
Thank you. I was looking up
how many Democrats voted to confirm Kavanaugh. One Democrat voted to confirm Kavanaugh.
That is a very brave loner.
Was that Manchin? How was it, Jesse?
I didn't get the name. I just saw the tally before I called. Okay. But I'm appalled at the mockery that's going to be made of the Supreme Court with this new appointment. How many rhinos do we have voting for this? I can't find the words to describe.
We definitely have Susan Collins of Maine. Mitt Romney's considering it. I would not be surprised if Bill Cassidy doesn't consider it.
Look, they have the numbers, okay? We know it's going to happen, but it doesn't change anything. She's taken the place of another Democrat.
But no, here's the thing. You've gone from a lib to someone who's a woke, progressive, radical. So you've gone further to the left. And I think, you put someone on there that doesn't have the credentials Judge Breyer did.
Do you know what a woman is, Jeff?
She's only had 7 months on the appeals court.
Do you know? Can you tell us all? I'm sitting right here. What is a woman?
Yes.
I think he knows what a woman is.
I was going to say, how dare you ask that? I'm not a biologist.
Yeah, but no, maybe he's right. It's replacing one lefty with another, but as Mimi was saying earlier, the rhinos are dangerous to us.
Yeah.
I don't care that it's going to be inconsequential to the balance of the court. Where are your morals? Where are your values? That's good. Show me who you are so we can try to eliminate you. These rhinos, man.
We got one here in Bill Cassidy. We got one in Mitt Romney. We got one in Susan Collins. And we got one in Mitch McConnell. I'm sorry. He's a rhino. And he's the Senate minority leader. So. We got a problem, Jesse. That's why I wished President Trump a few years ago would have just started his own party, you know?
We have a relatively young court now. Mm-hmm. I don't expect anyone. First, they don't quit. And second, I don't think anyone's dying unless they get a pillow
Clarence
put over
Thomas,
their head.
Clarence Thomas just got out of the hospital. So I worry about him. He's the oldest. He's been there the longest. He's the best.
He's
the most conservative. So I worry about him.
Don't make up stories as to why he was in there.
No, it was some infection, but I'm just saying he was in there, and he's the oldest, so I just worry about his health.
Okay.
And the new ones we have aren't that great. The new ones we have are not that great.
I know.
Kavanaugh is not good. And then Amy Coney Barrett's only a little better.
We'll see what she does on this abortion bill.
Okay. All right, yeah. Jesse,
hey,
thank
great
you, my
job,
friend.
Both of you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, the one who's good is Neil Gorsuch. He was President Trump's one good appointment.
Yeah.
And then Alito is good.
You know, you're never going to know everything when you appoint these people.
But here's the deal, Mimi.
You don't know how they're going
to
vote.
The Democrats appoint a liberal to the court, and they stay liberal. They stay liberal.
Yes.
The Republicans appoint a quote-unquote conservative to the court, and half the time they become a liberal in the court.
Well, that's because they have ethics.
That's because they have pressure put upon them, I think.
Well.
So, all right. You got a lot of compliments today, so it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
Fiery and a lot of important issues we discussed. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We're here Wednesdays now, our new time, and that is 5 o'clock. I'll be back with you tomorrow for Ringside Politics 7 to 11. Keep it right here. Something to Say is next on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Well, we're not done with COVID yet. Another wave could be coming. So it's smart to keep meds on hand so you can start treatment fast. And even low-risk patients can benefit from off-label meds because they can prevent long COVID, which studies show can increase the risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later. So where do you go? That's easy. MyGoToDoc.com. Unlike other websites, at MyGoToDoc.com, Dr. Hyder keeps up with the latest developments and is constantly updating his protocol. This is
all they do. Other websites don't allow follow-up questions, and your access expires in a few days. And you don't have to pay to ask all your medical questions. There's only a fee if you want the recommended prescriptions. And they don't gouge their patients on prices for off-label medications. They scour the country for low-cost, mail-order compounding pharmacies that ship to all 50 states at the lowest possible price. But you have to go to mygotodoc.com. Mygotodoc.com. Precious metals have been around as a store of value since biblical times. Since the dot-com boom in 2000, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone up 2 times. But during that same time period, gold has gone up 4.5 times. Historically, with the stock market, the U.S. dollar, real estate, and similar asset classes have gone down in value, gold has gone up, cushioning the downside and, most importantly, preserving your capital. When the stock market drops 50%, it has to double to get back to even. If a percentage of your portfolio is in gold, it may cushion the downside, and potentially you will recoup your portfolio value quicker. During inflationary times like we're experiencing now, gold is increased in value as an inflation hedge. Silver is also a great investment. It's an industrial commodity, and it's great when there's going to be times of economic expansion. The best place for your gold and silver is OurGoldGuy.com. It's very competitive in its pricing and very reliable. That's OurGoldGuy.com, and be sure to tell them that Jeff Cruer sent you.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is The John Mason Show, every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.